out there at 9:42. A lot of excitement out at the annual technology festival that Google puts on, Google I.O. at Mountain View, California. A lot of new technology being unveiled, so let's get right to it. Justin Barr is with us from Google. Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. So what's the headline so far out there?
The headlines are the new Pixel phones. We've got Pixel 3A and Pixel 3A XL, which is really exciting. Low price point, only $399. And it is available right now, but it's got all the features that Pixel users have come to love. The photography is probably my favorite part. It's got a portrait mode in both the front and the rear cameras, but then also night sight is great. In low light situations, you can take these incredible photos without a flash, and it still has that vibrant color and great definition. And there's also great battery life, 30 hours, and it does have a headphone jack as well. And there's also some cool features on it. One of my favorites is probably the augmented reality walking directions through maps on Pixel phone. And basically, that's just having arrows in augmented reality telling you where you need to go. So yeah, the Pixel 3A and the Pixel 3A XL phones are grabbing the headlines out here.
Well, that's fantastic. What about Android TV also making some news too?
Yeah, there's some cool stuff going on with Android for sure. We actually introduced our new iteration of Android, which is Android Q, and that's coming out in beta right now. And it's got some cool features, not only from digital well-being. You know, everything revolves around screens right now, and it's important, and it's a great place to get information, but sometimes you just need to unplug. So you can set app timers, you can set a snooze alert that kind of puts your phone on do not disturb mode, and you can figure out ways that you can limit your screen time and kind of cut yourself off from that a little bit as well. And there's also this great feature in Android 2 called Live Caption. So any video that has sound and talking, you can be able to caption that in real time. So that's not only going to be helping out the hearing disabled community, but also if you're in a situation that you want to watch a video and you don't necessarily have the ability to listen to sound, and watch that with captions and subtitles in real time with the help of artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence is really factoring in to new technology and emerging technology, isn't it?
It is. We're baking it in all of our products. And you know, some of the features that I talked about earlier with the Pixel phone, portrait mode, night sight, that's being enhanced with the introduction of artificial intelligence. But then it's also helping our smart assistant, the Google Assistant, be that much faster. It's now 10 times quicker, and there's basically no latency period whatsoever. So we're just trying to figure out ways that we can use that technology that we've been developing for so long in really thoughtful manners and ways that can just surface that information and just make a better experience for our user.
All right. And people can get more information on what's going on at I.O. On the Google website, right?
Yeah, you can just go to Google. You can search for all of our stuff on our keyword blog page, the official Google blog called The Keyword. You can figure out everything that we've announced, all the cool features that we have going out. But yes, if you have any questions or want to know what's going on with Google I.O., you can just head to Google and search for it.
We will check for it. Thanks a lot, Justin. Appreciate it.
Great.
Bye now.
Thank you.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Justin Barr with Google, and I hope that he wasn't talking on one of those new Pixel phones just now.